there's new evidence that the animal with mad cow disease discovered in Washington state originally came from Canada. U.S. officials said today a Canadian health certificate from 2001 includes the tag number of the infected cow. And Canadian officials said they're investigating whether feed distributed in Alberta could have contained the agent that causes mad cow disease. We have two reports on mad cow today. First, NPR's Peter Overby reports on the long-standing debate over government regulation of beef and other meats in the marketplace.
The meat industry has a long and successful history of fending off government regulations. It's not such a big industry compared with, say, automobiles or pharmaceuticals, but it's always had friends in both parties on Capitol Hill, and nowadays, Western state Republicans run the White House. This week, the fear of BSE, or mad cow disease, trumped all of that. Chandler Keyes is Vice President for Government Affairs at the National Cattlemen's and Beef Association.
When you have extraordinary times like we've had in the last week with this case of BSE, they call for extraordinary measures, and people's timelines and decision-making process are shifted dramatically.
But here's one thing that hasn't changed. Although the emergency regulations are being drafted now to take effect next week, there will still need to be a more formal rulemaking process, one that works out the fine details, one that gives industry groups, consumer groups, and others the chance to have their say. Keyes says the Cattlemen's Association won't let that chance go by.
We always have concerns about implementation of very significant rules, and we will use our prerogatives as citizens to, you know, voice our concerns, and we will not just do them anecdotally. We will provide the science. We will do the research.
So, for instance, consider this pronouncement yesterday from Agriculture Secretary Ann Veneman.
Effective immediately, USDA will ban all downer cattle from the human food chain.
A downer cow is one that can't walk. But what exactly does that mean? The Cattlemen's Association will argue that the ban should not affect animals injured during transportation, that the final decision should rest with the veterinarian on duty at the slaughterhouse door. Caroline Smith-DeWall is Food Safety Director at the Center for Science in the Public Interest. She points to something else that Secretary Veneman didn't even propose, government-enforced recalls of contaminated food. In 2002, the industry fought successfully to keep that out of the post-9/11 bioterrorism law as well.
The secretary's talked about this in the past, and the members of Congress have talked about it. The fact that Secretary Veneman didn't announce it yesterday means that the industry has won on that issue.
Carol Tucker Foreman, a one-time Agriculture Department official now at the Consumer Federation of America, says she expects the regulatory battle to continue long after the mad cow scare has become old news. But she says the Cattlemen's Association and other meat industry groups can no longer afford to fight off all proposals for government oversight.
I would suggest to you that the amount of money lost just in the last week or so from having our beef products banned by so many of our trading partners dwarfs the cost of all of the proposals.
And so there will be more proposals to come, not just as the Agriculture Department writes the regulations, but also when Congress returns in 2 weeks and starts asking what went wrong. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.